Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from the Pastani Studio, John McTavish. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good, man. I see that the Zoom recording has moved the really, really irritating pop-up to just a little banner at the top. And, you know, Zoom's never going to watch this, but bravo, because that pop-up was extremely irritating. So I appreciate that.
Yes. All right, so today we are talking about the Tatuaje 10th Anniversary Cava Especial Bel Anc. Cigar is a Figurado 5 3/8 by 48. Comes out of the My Father factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra, binder and filler both from Nicaragua. Mm. It is blended by Pete Johnson. Price point is $12, and the cigar was released in January of 2024. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I liked the cigar. I thought it was creamy and meaty.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Creamy and meaty. Okay.
Creamy and meaty.
Got it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good cream right and meat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Any other thoughts?
I'd smoke it again. I think he does such a good job of most of his stuff to have I think he nails body really well, right? And that's not something that's done very often by most blenders, I feel like, but for this one, I thought it was consistently good flavors for most of it. I smoke it again. For how much? For $12? Yeah, for $12. Yeah.
All right, Seth, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, rich earth, tobacco profile. I got some fruit, sweet red pepper spices, coffee and cocoa, medium full. You know, that flavor profile kind of continued throughout. It's just as it progressed, it just became a little bit more earthy focused, a little bit more mineral. Strength and body went up a touch here and there. Still like barnyard sweet spices. It just, you know, I think it's just something with that Ecuadorian Sumatra. So we can get into that. Really good burn and draw, though. It was constructed well. John?
Yeah, I'm unfortunately with Seth on this one. I feel like it is the Ecuadorian Sumatra because it individually had the elements that you'd think would make for a really good profile, like spicier, dry wood, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of creaminess, June was talking about, some cinnamon. But it just, those flavor components just kind of seemed to live in their own little world through each third, and they didn't really... You know, when the flavors kind of come together in a way that's really dynamic, and they didn't really do that for me. And so I kind of kept waiting for that to happen, and it just didn't happen. I mean, it was pleasant, but I was kind of hoping for more, and that just never happened for me. I had a great burn. Weirdly, I had a bit of a resistant draw. So, you know, for this one, it was kind of a little bit tight once it started open. Let me start that over. Normally with this Vitola, they start out tight because of the sort of tapered foot. And then as you kind of get to the shoulder, it opens up. And I was kind of waiting for that to happen, but it didn't happen on this one. So I'm not sure what's up with that. Not really the end of the world. I don't think it really impacted the smoking experience, but kind of walked away with an average experience overall. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, this cigar started with toasted cedar earth and a mild black pepper. I got some must in that joined in pretty quickly. And then the second third saw the earth take a slight lead in the profile. And the pepper also picked up a bit. Final third saw the toast level become pretty heavy. And a minty vegetal note joined in and then kind of took the lead in the profile. I thought the cigar had an average flavor profile kind of through those first two thirds. Focused around that toasted cedar earth, mustiness, and black pepper. Final third dropped a level kind of as that toast became heavy and that minty vegetal note kind of overpowered all the other components to it. And the cigar went out for me twice in that final third, which may have kind of led to that issue with that kind of that mintiness in that, you know, the final third. But not all that enjoyable of an experience for me. And I wrote in my review that I hope you guys had better experiences, but seemed like most of us were kind of on the same page there and how it goes. So not something I'd really see myself coming back to. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with June at 6.82. Seth gave it a 5.85. John gave it a 5.45. And I gave it a 5.05. So, June, how'd that 6.82 match up for you?
Pretty good. You guys, like, when you guys review, are you guys drinking like tomato juice or something? Or like,
No, I just do water myself. Tomato juice seems like an odd pairing choice.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, you know, they're all their flavors. Just like, you know.
I drink some micheladas.
Yeah, for sure. Not while I'm reviewing cigars, but yes, afterwards. All right, Seth, 5.85.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the overall item is, I think if you're with Pete's stuff right now, if it's coming out of Miami, it's going to be high quality. If it comes out of Nicaragua, I would focus more on the Nicaraguan Puros. I think overall, I just think these Ecuador and Habano wrappers, not just for my father, but in general, Sumatra. I just think, well, no, but I'm going to get there too. I just think Ecuador and Habano, Ecuador and Sumatra. I mean, in this case, Ecuador and Sumatra. I just think Ecuador is going through a rough time with their wrappers. I just feel like the overall quality of Ecuadorian wrappers is, we haven't smoked a lot of Ecuador in Connecticut, so I can't capture that. But I think these varieties are just not doing well. And we just haven't had a really good Ecuadorian Sumatra in a long time. Mm-hmm. I think Pete's probably done the best job at keeping them decent or as best as possible, but I can't remember really the last good Ecuadorian Sumatra we've had. And Ernie's have been disastrous. So, and he used to make really good ones.
All right, John, 5.45.
Well, get ready, baby, because it's going to be Ecuador and Sumatra all the way down for 2024, because that is the wrapper du jour. Sometimes they're just not bangers for an individual. I mean, the fact that June headed to 6.82, I think it kind of underscores, if you like Ecuador and Sumatra, then, you know, maybe this is going to be the cigar for you. In general, I could pretty much pick up a random tat and love it. So, the score matches up well. It's just, you know, for me, it's a bit of a surprise because I wouldn't have thought I'd score anything for Pete under six, but it does match up.
Yeah, my 5.05 matches up well. Below average flavor profile, some construction issues with the burn and stuff like that. So kind of, barely kept its head above the five mark. So, there's plenty of other stuff I can smoke from Tatuai that I'm not going to need to worry about coming back to this one. Any final thoughts from you guys on this?
I'd say maybe this is the last of the Ecuador and Sumatra, but like I said, after coming back from the trade show, literally, 40% of the releases that are new this year are coming with Ecuador and Sumatra. It's kind of the overwhelming wrapper of choice for this year. So settle in.
For those interested, maybe the Robusto will be a better offering. It's pretty much consistent all around.
You smoked the Robusto.
Yeah, I didn't see much. It was probably a little bit more monotonous, but it was still about the same.
So yeah. Coop can't come back at you and tell you smoked the wrong Vitol.
Better not. I smoked all the Vitol.
All right, wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Bella Oxford!